The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
He's on the left-hand side of the screen, Michael Coleman, CEO of the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. I'm Tony Curry here from Tony Curry Radio. You can hear Bite by Bite, as well as the show you just heard right before this called Mission Minded. It's a great show. We talk a lot of businesses there. And this show more specifically about the need for food and food deficiencies and all the wonderful things you guys do through Feeding America. I know a lot of people don't always have the money. And last week we talked about why is it, does it seem like the poorest people give the most? Maybe it's because they've been there. But sometimes we just don't have the financial fortitude to give, but we do want to help our communities. How can we help Heart of Alabama Food Bank if it's not a financial one?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, money, of course, is important. It's vital. We can really stretch our dollars. But we understand that sometimes it's either people can't afford it or they might could afford it, but they're like, no, I just want to do something hands-on. So what are just some practical things that I can do to help out? And so wherever you're listening, I mean, it could be if you're here, if you live in this area, it could be our food bank. It could be Birmingham's food bank. Just any food bank, every county, every city's got a food bank you're connected to. So reach out and ask them these questions because it's a great question. What can I do? So I thought, hey, if somebody asked me that question, there's lots of things. So first of all, you can do your own food drive. And so and you can coordinate that with the food bank. But you can just on social media say, hey, I care about food insecurity. I have neighbors or I know people who struggle. I know a church that does a pantry here. I'm going to help raise money for the food bank or for a local pantry or whatever. And so there's so many things out there. It's called peer-to-peer fundraising. You can do it through text. You can do whatever. And just say, hey, I'm looking for everybody this week who will commit to bringing up a jar of peanut butter or baby items or other things. So another fun thing to do is, especially if you're a competitive person, is get somebody that you compete with. Could be on the sports, could be man or woman, somebody that you compete with and you get a competition. Like you may have lawyers. So you may have lawyer's office. You may compete against other lawyer's office, or you may compete against maybe an insurance company against the law office kind of thing. To kind of pit, if you will, kind of natural enemies with each other, and those kind of things can be very helpful because it's not so much the amount of food that you raise, but it brings about awareness, and so other people who say, you know what, I never really thought about it, and once they learn, maybe they have the capacity to give food, but also potentially be a donor, financial donor. Another thing that almost every food bank needs is just an influx of volunteers. And people say, well, why don't you have a staff? Well, we do have a staff. We have a staff of about 50. But what a lot of people don't understand is when our food comes in, especially donated from like the Walmarts and things like that, they'll send us mixed pallets of food. And so you'll get something in that can't go in our inventory, and I'm going to give an example. Let's say you get a pallet of donated protein or meat. So you may get a couple of cases of bacon. You may get a couple of cases of hamburger patties. You may get a couple of cases of hot dogs, whatever, some steaks. And so you build up a whole pallet. Well, that's not enough as large areas we serve. That's not enough for put those individually things into our inventory system. So what we have to do is all these random things we kind of put together and we build what's called meat boxes, assorted meat boxes. And we can put assorted meat boxes on our inventory because what you're really trying to do is not specifically give out a certain kind of meat, but you're just trying to get protein because protein is something that a lot of times if you go to the grocery store, you may get the cheapest items there. You may not be able to get, afford meat. It's just more expensive. So if you could give a family a box of assorted meat where they have, here's some hamburger patties, here's some bacon, here's some sausage, whatever, all of that's very helpful. But as much as that has to do, because as soon as it's packed, we could pack 200 boxes the next day, it's going to be gone. It's not like 200 boxes keeps us good for 2 weeks. So we need a constant influx because we have to take the scattered inventory oftentimes, and not all of it is scattered. Some of it comes in on homogenous pallets. But a lot of it has to, both dry goods and proteins have to be reboxed and repackaged in order to go out in an acceptable way. So that just requires a lot of hands-on. And it's not just those kind of projects. There's all sorts of ways. We're such a big organization. And for every volunteer we get in, that's somebody that we don't have to pay to do that. And by the end of the year, we've had a few thousand hours, 10,000 hours of volunteer work. If we had to pay that, we would really be suffering much worse. And so it's really vital for people to come along and do that and to see it firsthand.
I know a lot of people, they love to do food drives. And I think they're wonderful. And you've probably had some situations where people just show up and they're like, wow, where'd this come from? And what a blessing. If someone wants to have a food drive, say at their church or at their school or something, what's the best way of going about that? Should they reach out to you first to find out what you need? Are there any particular FDA rules and regulations that kind of go along with what's collected and how fast it needs to get to where you're at? What if I don't have a truck to go get it? Tell me some of the things.
Exactly. That's why you need to reach out to your local food bank, because there are a lot of things, such as when you store it, it has to be stored inside of a certain temperature. Obviously, when you do food drives, you typically don't food drive proteins, refrigerated and frozen goods. These are dry goods, but even dry goods have to be kept in a temperature control room because it can get so hot. The cold is typically not a problem. Can't get above a certain temperature. The question is, lots of times people go, yeah, I want to do this. And all of a sudden they look up and, hey, I've got too many totes. I can't carry this myself. I don't have the capacity. So the food banks will coordinate with you about pickup times where they'll bring heavier equipment, jacks and things like that, and be able to put it on their own transportation. Yeah, all of that. And what you'll find is, when you reach out with things like that, people are just going to be bending over backwards to coordinate and help, because they understand how vital it is. And for people who think, well, I might bring in 500 pounds of food. Every bit is, so don't think of it in the context of you're only bringing in 500, but if we had 20 people a month bringing in 500 pounds across the city and across other cities. So look at it collectively. Is everybody, the only thing that's desired is people to do what they're capable of doing. We're not looking for superheroes or, you know, amounts, just that people care about. They know, they understand there's some struggles out there. And so we care about that. And so they're wanting to get involved. And this is just one way. I will tell you two quick things. One is, lots of times we don't get, and it's very expensive, things like formula, baby items, things like that. Those are always very helpful. Almost with everything else, you know, on our items, it'll have a best if used by date. The USDA gives us guidelines as to how far past that date we can use. Keep in mind, if you ever do something like this with baby formula or anything related to infant, baby food, one thing you cannot do is go past that best if used by date.
Okay.
So if you see a best if used by date and you think, oh, I'm going to get, here's a bunch of baby food that has a week left on the best if used by date, and I'm going to get a bunch of them and take to the food bank, just be mindful, it'll have to go in the garbage most likely if it can't be distributed out by that actual date. The last thing I'll say is, and people don't do it very much, but be mindful of people who are food insecure but have pets. I get that a lot of people give to the local shelters, give food and all that for the animals, all for that. But the reality is, the vast majority of people, especially elderly and shut in, you know, their best friend is going to be their dog or their cat.
Yeah.
And you can bet they're not going to let their best friend go hungry. So even if they don't have enough, they're still going to feed that animal first, which means they're going to get even less. So we do distribute sometimes when a Walmart or Publix or Winn-Dixie donates dog food or pet food. We do take that, absolutely, and then we extend it out to people who are in that situation, have trouble feeding themselves, but they have pets at home. And, you know, I know what people, that there's people out in the audience that may say, well, if you can't afford a pet, don't get a pet.
No.
But the reality is, look, when you're elderly and you're all alone, what a difference a pet. I'm a huge animal lover, and it makes all the difference in the world. We just don't want the companion for a person. We don't want the companion to suffer, and we don't want the person to suffer as well. So all of that's involved. So just let me encourage you, just go get involved. If you don't know what to do, if you're like, well, I can't do any of those things, but I still want to do something, trust me, give your local food bank or local food pantry a call. They will tell you how you can help.
This is Bite by Bite.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.